granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has learned the secret of Cedric's sudden wealth. With the aid of the keys Dodge and his Smith dropped in Cedric's car, Cedric took Abner back to the feed room and showed him how the printing press turned out not pamphlets, but crisp new $10 bills. He's sure that it is some magic power that enables him to do this. And after Abner tried the printing press with the same results, he was sure that he too possessed this magic power. As we look in on the little community today, we find these two big financiers in the Jot 'em Down store poring over the mail order catalog. Listen.
Let's see, tennis racket. Have we got a tennis racket wrote down on order, Blank Cedric, or Mr. Weehawk?
Yes, well, we still done got that, Mr. Peabody.
Oh.
Got a half dozen sorted sizes, don't you recollect?
Yeah, yeah, good.
Right after my football pants there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, here. Let's see. Hey, doggies. Here's a picture in the catalog, some shoes I'd love to get from a woman, Elizabeth. A white one that's laced up nice and high. She could wear them for Sunday. Be awful pretty.
Which ones do you mean there?
Yeah, these right here, right there. Only trouble with them, they got a pair of roller skates fastened on the bottom, but I reckon she could take a hammer and knock them things off of there.
Hey, them looks good, don't
they? Yeah, awful pretty.
We're going to get you to order me a pair of them, too.
You?
Yes, Mom. Well, I'm going to leave the roller skates on mine. Boy.
Leave them on?
Yes, Mom. Be awful handy, I believe. Just get up in the morning and put on your shoes and you'd have your roller skates on all ready to go. Just skate right out to the dining room and eat your breakfast.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, well, Cedric, I don't know what you want with roller skates, old. You done got a automobile and you ordered two bicycles so far and a motorcycle and a scooter. What do you need with roller skates?
Well, I just like to travel, Mr. Abner. I'm sort of a gypsy, I believe.
Gypsy?
Yes, well, I believe that's what I am. See if there's any gypsy costumes in the catalog.
Well, I don't reckon there is, but I'll look and see. And see, Shrek, I better look down in the index here. Might be easier to find it that way.
Might be under gypsy suits.
Yeah, let me see.
Might get a boot suit, too, while I'm at it.
Gypsy. How do you spell that?
See, I ain't for sure. All I know for sure is that it starts with a J.
Well, natural, I know that myself. Let's see, J, jackets, jerseys, jewelry, jigsaws.
Must have a jigsaw, too.
Jumper patterns. No gypsy, Cedric.
Oh, doggone it anyway.
Well, I'm glad they ain't. You couldn't go running around no gypsy outfit no way, Cedric. Besides, I'm getting tired of writing down stuff on these order blanks. I believe we ordered enough for today. Let's quit.
Oh, how much we got ordered there so far?
Well, let's see. Two pair of shoes there. Them things is $7.95 a pair. Put them
there.
Sure,
how much there?
Let's see. 7 and 4 is 14.
Which is more than that?
Carry one. 1 and 9 is 10. And 4 and
you must have a gypsy suit, though. I had an uncle once. He was a gypsy. Leastways, I've heard Mama say he was one.
Okay.
Traveled
two.
All everywhere. Never done a day's work in his whole life, Mama said.
6 and
what I like about gypsies, you don't have to work.
Let's see. Comes to exactly $723.95, Cedric.
Shucks, I thought sure we'd get up to $1,000 today.
Yeah, well, we never made it, and I'm tired of writing. We'll just have to get a mail order catalog with more expensive stuff in it, that's all.
Pioneers and stuff like that.
Yeah. I reckon till then we'll just be satisfied throwing this little old cheap stuff.
Yeah, reckon so.
Soon as Long gets back, why, we'll go over and mail this order in. But don't let him know what we're doing, though.
Oh, no, Mama, I won't.
He's starting getting curious right away, you know. Want to know what our secret magic power is.
He doesn't.
He's getting awful curious.
I do know.
I dropped a couple of $10 bills out of my pocket yesterday, and Long want to know where I got them and how I got them and all such events.
You never told him, did you?
Oh, of course not. I never breathed a word of it. I wish we had magic power to turn out nickels and dimes on that printing press, too, though, instead of just $10 bills.
Oh, I'd rather have the big money. I just wish these $100 bills instead of $10 bills. Wouldn't have to do so much printing.
Well, it's nice, all right, but I ain't got a single nickel. And sometimes you need hard money that way. Now, like this morning, for instance, there was a fella on the street selling balloons, and I wanted to get one for Little Pearl, but fella never had no change for a $10 bill, so I just couldn't get it.
Well, you just give him a $10 bill and tell him to keep the change. That's what I always do.
Could I reckon that you brung it up. I just ain't used to throwing money away like
that. Oh, it don't make no difference. We can get all we want.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we run out of magic. That's what I'm feared of.
Yeah, wish I'd have thought of it.
All I want's that big money. How much is my share of that stuff we ordered there?
Oh, I don't know. Don't worry about it, though, Cedric. I'll pay for all this. You paid for them things we ordered yesterday.
Well, I want to pay for this, too. I love to spend it.
Well...
Here, I'll give you $1,000. That ought to cover my part.
Well, all right, if you insist. Much obliged, Mr. Weehaw. Here, there's $2,000 for you.
Boy, this is fun.
Yeah?
Mr. Peabody, here's $3,000. Wait a minute, though. I ain't got no more money with me.
Huh?
Reckon we better go print up some more.
Oh, no, we can't do it now, Cedric.
Why not?
Well, we gotta stay here and watch the store for one thing, and... Besides, I don't think we ought to print none in the daytime, because other folks might see us and discover our magic power.
That's right, ain't it?
Oh, got to be careful.
I hate to have magic power and not get to use it when I want to, though.
Well, now, just be patient, Cedric. We can keep on printing it up at night like we done last night. We can make enough money that way.
Yeah, but I don't much like doing that at night and then staying around the store all day, too. Don't get no chance to spend their money that way.
No, doggy, that's right, ain't it? We sure don't.
I like to get out and travel. I'm just sort of a gypsy, I reckon. I had an uncle once. Mama said he was...
Wait a minute, Cedric. I believe you give me an idea. Yes, sir. I believe we're wasting our time around this store.
He was a gypsy, Mama said. Never done no work at all. Just travel around everywhere.
Just wasting our time is what we're doing. Cedric... We're going to quit working. We don't need the money. We're rich.
Mom, we sure are.
We'll just give the whole store to Lon, the library, too. Give him everything.
Oh, don't give him the printing press, though.
Oh, no. Of course, it wouldn't do him no good, no way. All he could print on it would be pamphlets, because he ain't got magic power like us.
Just me and you got it. I'd be adorable for him.
Oh, it's a shame, shame. Doggies, I wonder what we ever done to get to be magic. Reckon that fella Aladdin could have been one of our relates.
I don't know about him, but I know I'm related to my uncle, though, one that was a gypsy.
Was he sort of Aladdin?
No, he was a gypsy.
Well, I mean, did he have magic power?
Oh, I don't know. I never heard Mama say, but I know he traveled a lot and never done no work, so he must have got his money some way like that.
I know you said, Vic, that's it. He must have been magic, just as sure as a worm. And that's where you get it from.
You reckon so, Jordan?
Why, sure. That power was handed down in the family. That's exactly. Wait a minute, so what about me?
Mom?
How did I get it? I ain't in your family. Or at least ways I don't think I am.
Well, if I got it from my uncle, maybe I hand it on to you somewhere or other.
So you did have it first, didn't you? I wonder... Oh, no, it couldn't be.
Couldn't be what, Mr. Ed?
You couldn't be my uncle. You're too young.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Of course, now I recollect the Aunt Elizabeth that was younger than a niece of hers. I never know exactly how it come about, but... I go... Let me look at you, Cedric.
Look at me? What for?
Uncle Cedric! Oh. That sure sounds funny, Uncle Cedric.
I think I like Mr. Weehunt a lot better, though. Sounds like I'm a lot richer.
Wait a minute. There comes Lob. Hide that money. Put it in your pocket. Don't let him see it.
No, I won't.
Get it in there. Quick. Better let me tell him about us quitting, too. Don't you try to do it.
Don't let him know about a magic power.
Oh, I ain't. Don't worry. Mind that mind out. Here he comes.
Yeah. Wonderful world, Mr. Lom.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful world.
Hey, Lom, me and Cedric...
Has the mail come in yet today?
Yeah, but there weren't no mail for Cedric, so we'll post office a while ago.
Probably,
hey, Lom.
Maybe we'd get a hearing from Diogenes today.
Oh.
He said he'd be back in about a week, and here it is 2 weeks already.
Yeah.
You don't reckon nothing's happened to him, do you? An accident or something.
Oh, I don't think so. Say, Lom.
I saw Adams down at the barbershop just now, and I asked him if he'd heard anything from Diogenes, and he tried to make out like he didn't know who I was talking about.
Well...
I told him, I said, you know good and well who Diogenes is. The old fellow with the lantern looking for an honest man.
Yeah, say,
and
Mom.
He said, oh, him. No, I ain't heard from him lately, but I had a nice long letter from Napoleon the other day.
Well?
He's an awful tricky feller, that Adams.
Yeah, well, me and Cedric are quitting.
Sure, I could get him to admit he was a deputy for Doc. What'd you say? Quitting?
Yes, yeah, sir, we're quitting. We're going to give you the whole store and library and everything.
Wait a minute. What is it?
It's the truth, Mom. We figured you worked hard and you deserved on all of it.
Yes, Mom, you worked hard, Mr. Long.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Just a minute. What is all this prattle-prattle? If I take over the whole store, what are you two geniuses going to do?
Oh, we'll get along. We might just retar. I don't know.
We're going to be gypsies.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. We're going to be gypsies.
And travel all over everywhere.
Oh, yeah, travel everywhere. New York, Little Rock, Africa, everywhere.
Now, just a minute. Don't forget you got to have money to do that.
Well, we got money. Don't worry.
Now, listen, Abner. I know Cedric's got a lot of money. Where he gets it, I don't know. But I ain't going to let you go around spending it for him. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I ain't spending his money. I got money of my own. I'd get more than Cedric if I want to. Fact is, I'm going to pay most of Cedric's expenses, and we're going on a trip right away.
Whereabouts you going?
Oh, New York, I think. I'll call a county seat right now and get us tickets on the most expensive train there to New York.
Wait a minute. Not on this phone you ain't going to call.
Huh?
You ain't a partner here no more. Don't forget that. Go down to Luke Spears' restaurant if you want to call.
Well, all right, I will. Come on, Mr. Weehunt. I'll get the most expensive. Now, wait a minute. That's a pay phone down there at Luke's, ain't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a minute, Cedric. Long.
Yeah?
Would you lend me a nickel to make a phone call?